If you have an IRA, 401k, CD, brokerage account, or just plain money market account, stop what you are doing and listen up. The next few minutes could change your life. The experts at NestEggRadio.com are proud to present Retirement Talk Daily, Retirement Simplified. Avoid the mistake of paying professionals for bad advice by spending the next 4.5 minutes with us. The number to call for local, no-fee help is 888-9000-IRA. And now, presenting your hosts, John Paragoy, Debbie Rayner, and Brian Hudson.
Did you know that up to 85% of your Social Security benefits could be taxable? On today's show, we are going to give you some ideas on how to possibly lower this amount and maybe even eliminate it. I'm Brian Hudson, keeping you informed on questions that many of our pre-retirees are facing today as it relates to Social Security benefits, such as, do I take benefits prior to reaching full retirement age? Can I still work after I reach retirement age and start getting my Social Security check? And also, what happens to my benefits if I die or my spouse predeceases me?
Keep in mind, we are not tax professionals, and you should always consult a tax professional for all of your tax advice. The problem we are finding with most retirees is that they learn this information only after it's too late. So stay tuned until the end, and we will tell you how to get a free brochure on how to maximize your Social Security benefits. Again, no cost information just for listening today.
Tell us, first of all, how does one get forced into paying taxes on 85% of their Social Security?
Making money and having a job is a good thing. However, if you file as an individual and you're receiving Social Security benefits, you get taxed on 50% of your benefits if your combined income is over $25,000, and get taxed on 85% if your combined income is over $34,000.
Could you explain to our listeners what you mean by combined income?
Debbie, there's a formula for that. You add up all of your adjusted gross income, then add your non-taxable interest, then add half of your Social Security income. And if that figure is over $25,000, when filing as an individual, then you pay taxes on 50% of your Social Security benefits. If it's over $34,000, you pay taxes on 85% of your Social Security benefits.
If I'm filing jointly, do I get to make a little bit more without having my benefits taxed?
Of course you do, but not that much. If you're filing jointly and using the same combined income formula, you pay taxes on 50% of your Social Security if you have over $32,000 in combined income. It elevates to 85% if you go over $44,000 in combined income.
You and I and Brian know how to help reduce the total combined income for some of our listeners. Which listeners could benefit substantially from the information that we have?
That is a great question. If you're a CD owner or have funds in the money market, one of the reasons you have money in those vehicles is because of safety. Did you know that even if you made 5% on a CD, which you wished you could make that now, that a tax-deferred account that yields only 3.5% would make more money after taxes?
Then there are those with stock portfolios or mutual funds. Income from dividends could put you over the limit.
Could you tell our listeners a little more about a tax-deferred account?
Debbie, it's going to take more time than we have here today. But if you want to know more, give us a call at 888-9000-472. Toll free, make an appointment to see how we can even give you a cash bonus on those CDs or money market accounts and pay less taxes on income on these types of accounts. If you're taking income off of the interest of these CDs, you don't have to stop taking income in order to reduce your taxable income. You could actually, in most cases, receive more income and pay less taxes.
As we promised at the start of the show, if you want to receive your free Keys to Maximizing Your Social Security Benefits brochure, there are two ways to do it. Number one, go to our website at nesteggradio.com, click on the link Talk to an Expert, and fill out the contact form. In the comments section, just put Send Me the Keys.
Or you can call and make an appointment, which is the best way. If you think that we might could help you, it's best because we can go over all the information with you on the brochure and find out right away if there are ways to help.
That's all the time we have today. If anything we have said today interests you, take the time now to schedule an appointment or submit a question. The call is free, and so is the appointment with one of the Nest Egg experts. Dial toll-free 888-900-0472 or visit us at nesteggradio.com.